I don't think it comes as any surprise that Levi Brown was not living up to our expectations on the field. And Bruce and I, Michael Bidwell, we've had multiple conversations since week one about potentially making a move. And at the end of the day, we just felt like it was in the organization's best decision and best interest to move on from Levi. When the opportunity arose with Pittsburgh to make a trade, we jumped at the opportunity and obviously wish Levi the best moving forward. But I'll let Bruce elaborate. We're very, very excited about Bradley Sowell, who we claimed off of waivers. Very similar to Alameda Ta'amu, a guy who has not played a lot of football. But like Alameda, hopefully when given a chance, he can succeed and do some good things for us. So I'll turn it over to Bruce.
Yeah, at first, like I said, we'll wish Levi all the best. He gave a long, good service here, and wish him all the best in Pittsburgh. Excellent young man. We're moving on. Bradley and Nate Potter will manage our left tackle position. Bradley's a starter. Nate, having played tackle and guard now, his value just keeps rising to us on game day. But Bradley, I have obviously some history with. Watched him grow last year in Indianapolis, played tight end, played right tackle in the playoff game, played right tackle in the two-minute drill against Miami. Is much more suited for a left tackle. And we're excited. I think he's ready for his opportunity.
Steve, how much of this was just, let's make the move now rather than maybe at the end of 2013?
I think Bruce and I both agreed that at the end of the day, when you realize that he was not in our long-term plans, that instead of belaboring the point and keeping him on our roster, that it was just in the best interest of the organization to move on and move on as quickly as possible.
Do you see Bradley as somebody who could eventually turn into a long-term answer at left tackle?
That's his opportunity right now. And to prove to us that come January, February, that we don't need to make that look behind door number two. And, that's his job right now to take this opportunity like these other young guys have, Dante Mock and all the rest of them, Tony Jefferson, have taken these opportunities and run with them, and I expect he will.
Bruce, you were high on Levi in the offseason. Did you see a different guy live than you saw on tape?
Yeah, probably the last day of OTAs, and I credited that just to a year off, because the tackle that we evaluated in 2011 against the Saints was a heck of a left tackle. And the tackle that got back isn't the same guy.
What's the inherent risk in making this move? It's such a crucial position trying to protect Carson?
I don't think there's any risk because the problems that we've occurred, I don't think are getting any worse. Hopefully they're going to get better. And not just the pass protection, but in the run game also.
Obviously, the speed rusher was one of Levi's major issues. How would you grade out Tom Bradley?
Well, on the guys that he's faced, he's done extremely well. He struggled with Kruger as a right tackle in that playoff game. I think Kruger got him for a sack. But in talking with Abraham and our pass rushers, they think the kid's got a great future. And I judge a lot when I go to veteran players and ask them. I say, work the guy over. I say, hey, this guy's got a good punch.
I think the one thing you got to understand is there's no question that all young players are going to take their lumps. I think you look at the top four tackles drafted in this past draft, and they're all playing on the right side. Kent, we talked about it last week. All those guys have struggled to some degree, and I don't think that's going to be any different for Bradley. We don't expect him to jump in and look like Joe Thomas week one. He's going to have his issues from time to time. But what we're banking on is a guy who is going to continually grow and get better and a guy that we can win with in the future. And he certainly has all the physical tools. He has the size, the length, the athleticism. Now it comes down to putting it all together on Sundays.
How do you sell that to the fan base, maybe even to some players, that there might be a drop in play for the short term while this kid develops?
I think Bruce just said it. I don't think there's going to be a drop. I think it's going to either be maintained or it's going to potentially have some growth in that area. I think Bruce hit on it. Levi was playing so inconsistent that I think Bradley can step in and play at least to that level, if not better.